May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for March 30th, 2019, and it's my phenomenal pleasure to have Dr. Kathy Forty on the show again today. Dr. Forty, if you know who she is and get her newsletter, she's kind of the Indiana Jones of women archaeologists, a film producer, world-class inventor, entrepreneur, and a really smart lady. Kathy's also the author of Fractals of God, which tells the amazing story of her near-death experience that connected her with higher dimensional beings and led to her development of quantum healing technology, the Trinfinity 8, which uses pure quartz crystal rods that you hold to convey computer codes for healing based on the fractal order of the universe, sacred geometry, sound frequencies with the golden ratio standard of heart coherence. That pretty much weaves the fabric of the holographic universe with the Christic consciousness. Now, that's a mouthful, but it's a pretty amazing story. Full disclosure here, I've been working with the Trinfinity 8 for about 3 years now, since Dr. Forty was out here in Montana about 3 years ago, and she shared her amazing story in a brilliant two-hour PowerPoint presentation, which you can watch for free in the video, which I've linked in the podcast notes for today's show. More than 9,000 people have watched this video, and if you want to learn a lot about quantum science and quantum healing, this video is a phenomenal resource. So I've been working with this, like I said, this Trinfinity 8 since she lectured out here, and I've seen how it works I've had exceptional results with it. So I was naturally excited to find that she's developed this new Ascension 11 software system, which she'll be explaining to us today. So thank you, Dr. Forty, for being with us on Cosmic Love today.
Thanks, Chris. Good to be back. That was quite an intro you gave me.
Well, what's the story? You just introduced this Ascension 11 here last several months. I've just kind of got it uploaded on my systems here and started playing with it. I mean, I'm finding it fascinating. Can you give me kind of an update on what you're finding from the field with their experience with this?
Well, you know, I've been getting a lot of feedback lately, which is really exciting. This morning, that one guy said that he put it on, and it was the first good night's sleep he has had in years. And he just used "I'm one with divine source," and he said that was like a miracle. And someone else, they said their whole body was vibrating afterwards, and they said they felt so blissed out that nothing seemed to bother them. And I'm hearing that over and over again, because it's not something you can, you know, because it's a very spiritually based program, it's not something you can necessarily quantify by less pain or something like that. But yet it can, if, like, say, more sleeping, feeling more de-stressed, more tuned in, more focused, more neutralized from the chaos of the world outside. And that's like the kind of the beginning of it. So, you know, this whole thing with ascension is really just, you know, tuning up your vibrations to a higher vibration where some of that, the chaos of the world just doesn't matter anymore.
You know, I've been kind of tuning into how to orient or explain the ascension process, or this, you know, the spiritually awakening process, you know, and of course it requires a level of exquisite metaphor that I'm still struggling with, but, you know, I realize that there's a process of mass awakening going on globally. It has been for several years. You talked about it in this video 3 years ago when you were out here in Montana, that this process of mass awakening, you know, is accelerating. And you explained in this in the video when you were out here, and I'm sure you've got a good grasp of this understanding of how the DNA is a kind of a shimmering waveform configuration that's being modified by waves of solar radiation, magnetic fields, you know, Schumann resonance, sonic impulses, as well as thought forms and emotions that are associated with the shifts in energy that's going on, you know, the vibration and consciousness taking place in the hearts and minds of awakening humanity. I mean, you have an exquisite way of explaining this scientifically, you know, the quantum science, quantum field science, and so, you know, the result, one of my favorite expressions, been working with holistic healing for years, has been, you know, let the guru be results. And I've seen phenomenal results. I mean, results I can't really explain, you know, with the Trinfinity 8 over the last 3 years. And I can't say that, you know, I've had anything really remarkable happen with the Ascension 11 software for myself personally. I'm just began working with it, and I've gone through surgery on my right hand, and I have noticed that there's been no pain on the after I've had you know, the surgery here just a couple days ago, and my right hand is in a kind of a cast in a splint right now.
Oh boy!
But you know, I don't know. You know, that I can't say that that's the reason why. I've also using stem cell patches, you know, on both sides of my hand. So I can't say that it's the Ascension 11 software. But you know, what I'm fascinated about the software is that the geometric thought forms that go through permutations on the screen, you know, while you're holding the crystal, the quartz crystal rods, they're kind of like the snowflake pattern, which I understand you're using images from the sonic or the sound, the algorithm frequencies in water. Now,
it's not actually the frequencies. Yeah, it's actually, you know, and as I've told people, we didn't know if pure information files, which to the human ear would sound like static. You know, it's not melodic, it's not a particular frequency, but information put into like a waveform file, we did not know what that would do on to resonate that on water. So it was a great experiment to see, and the somatics company that we worked with, they said they had never done it either. You know, they'd done things like dolphin sounds and you know, well-known, you know, musical pieces and so forth like that, or the voice, spoken word. So I pretty much gave them a file that they had no idea. It was, you know, masked the name, so they had no idea what was the information on it and so forth. And it was an experiment. And they came back with images, and they said, what is in this file? Because it's coming back with 12-pointed, very complex sacred geometry.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, wow, and they showed me the pictures. And, you know, and the thing is that what I had given them was an old file that was golden light to the pineal gland. And,
one of my favorite,
you know, activating
programs.
That. And I thought, and it wasn't like totally, you know, it wasn't totally symmetrical either. You know, some of the points of it were slightly different than others because it was information. It wasn't just, you know, a set frequency, which would have been more standardized. And so
yeah.
I knew at that point that, okay, this is viable. Can we actually show people visually what those codes look like resonated on water on the screen while they're holding the crystals in their hand, where the codes are coming through the crystals as well to their body? So you kind of get, you know, it's a double effect. It's a reinforcing effect of the whole energetic field with the water information codes as well. So it was really fun to see. And each of those 11 programs in Ascension 11 was showing totally different stuff. And some of it almost had triangular shapes in it as well, which I was really shocked. And So it was very, very, very impressive. The information came back, and through the whole process, like I said, even when they gave them the codes for the Ascension 11 files and so forth, they did not know which one was which.
Well, you know,
so,
I'm looking at the patterns, and they're kind of a lot of them are snowflake type patterns, and of course, the cymatics that they're using, and of course, I'm fascinated with cymatics, you know, the patterns of vibration creates in sound or in water.
Yeah.
And this goes back to when I learned decades ago that the sound of Om creates the Shri Yantra pattern that was known and geometrized in India thousands of years ago.
Yeah, amazing,
you know,
huh?
That they have this mandala pattern called the Shri Yantra that when they put the Om through an oscilloscope, it creates that Shri Yantra pattern that is a mandala geometry pattern that, you know, has been around for like thousands of years going
and one
back
of the most powerful of all the sacred geometry patterns.
Yeah, which is mind-blowing to think that they have this mandalic pattern that is ancient, that when you chant Om into an oscilloscope, you know, a waveform generator, it creates this pattern. Mm-hmm. And of course, in sound, you know, in water, you know, this it's called, you know, the semantics. What is it called? How do you say it?
Semantics. Cymatics. Semantics.
Yeah, and there's this whole science of, you know, the vibrational waveforms, you know, in sand or in water. Of course, now water is got a tetrahedral molecule, from my understand, and the tetrahedral molecule in water holds frequency. From what I understand, you know, that's how homeopathics
mm-hmm.
work. You know, they'll put the frequency into the water molecule, or you know, then they'll put the drops of it on a sugar cube or whatever. It'll have that frequency that has a very subtle effect. Which now with quantum science, they understand how homeopathy works. Like they're beginning to understand, you know, the geometry of how astrology works because it's all back to the quantum field, you know, geometry, and there's a science now that, you know, is being unveiled, you might say. So I'm fascinated with this, with the cymatics and the pattern, the geometries, and I've seen the circle, I've seen the square, I've seen the triangle, like you mentioned, and
yeah.
It is
amazing to and you kind of get the feel for each, you know, each one, and we also infuse color so that you have the color dynamics going for some of them as well, and the energy of certain colors that are more activating, certain colors that are much more calming, and so forth like that. So you've got a number of things going on, and you know the interesting thing is that there is one on that I am healed as well, and that's a really powerful one, or I think one of the most important ones even for therapists to do is I am open to change.
Yeah.
And, you know, because if you're open to change, anything can start to move really quickly. I myself, I was in Arizona about a week and a half ago, and on St. Patrick's Day, and I don't drink, so you can't blame it on St. Patrick's Day. I just had a foot massage, and I was going toward my car, and I misjudged a very high curb, and I fell, and I broke my ankle bone, my fibula. And
I immediately knew it was broken. Too.
And, you know, the ER put me, I went to the ER immediately, someone took me to the ER, you know, but just today, a week and a half later, using Trinfinity 8 and all the stuff with the essential lemon Trinfinity 8, I graduated from a cast to a boot, and the orthopedic guy said, wow, this is really healing fast. And
yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't stop you from having your little accidents every now and then. Of course, I know it was probably the universe telling me to slow down. And but
what
the
was
fact
the program
is,
that you ran?
Well, I put together first on the Trinfinity 8. I put ones that dealt with reverse aging because
yeah.
I know that the bones generate faster when it thinks it's younger. And
yeah.
I also did strong bones. I did lymph to help to move anything through. And of course, I didn't have pain, but I did have swelling, and also tissue repair. And
yeah, I got
also
swelling and tissue repair. I'll use that.
And of course,
that
inflammation and swelling, and you know a few other things. It was like about a 50-minute program that I'd play,
yep.
And I did it in the morning. And I'll tell you, and restore vital force. You know, and
did
all
you
of a sudden,
run it on intense?
No, I didn't put that on intense. And the only thing
okay.
I put on intense was strong bones.
strong.
You know,
okay.
Because you have to kind of pick and choose. And
yeah, yeah.
Immediately, because, you know, when you first break a bone, it, surprisingly, you're wiped out because it takes a lot of energy to start regenerating, you know, bone repair.
Man, I've been feeling it on my finger, the orthopedics, you know, I had Dupuytren's with my finger was bent over, and I've had this getting worse for years where I can hardly pick up a glass. And they use now, they inject an enzyme now, which you're going to breaks up the collagen in your where the problem is, and then they straighten the finger out, and when they did that, it tore all the way down to the bone, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the other thing I put in. I did put Stimulate collagen and elastin. And I couldn't believe within a short period of time, I didn't have to take any, you know, midday naps. You know, I could do a full day's work, and of course I had a little scooter to get around and so forth. Now today I've graduated to a boot, and he said you don't need crutches, you don't really need your scooter unless you're long distance. And he says another week and a half you'll be off of this totally. And he said this is really fast, but I know I didn't tell him what I was doing. But of course, you know, it's sort of like, I know it was a bad sign when my orthopedic surgeon walked in on crutches. Everybody I know lately has been breaking bones. I don't know what's going on in the universe, but I've been hearing it left and right.
So you finished up the program with Restore Energy.
Yeah, Restore Vital Force, right.
Restore Vital Force, yeah.
Yep. Because, you know, it really kind of, you know, drains energy from your whole, the chi, from your whole, you know, system. And so, yeah, and immediately, you know, it was every day I was feeling like, wow, I could run a race here. But I knew, you know, don't overdo it. And,
it
made a difference, huge difference. And even the doctor noticed. He goes, wow, this really looks good.
Well, you know, I've been getting the kind of results, you know, and with the absent, or, you know, the remote healing programs. And this is something that fascinates me. I've had a lot of clients over the last 3 years, you know, from just all over, and they send me the pictures, and or I use their, you know, their name three times, and of course it creates that torus field connection, you know, toward, you know, there is no time or space in the quantum field, and how it connects with the energy signature, you know, in the photograph or the you know the signature, and the results I've got, and of course I understand you can do this also with this Ascension 11 program.
Yeah, you can. And we weren't sure at first, you know, how remote sessions would work on Ascension 11. And that's one of the first things we started hearing from people, running people that said, you know, they were feeling it and they were noticing differences and so forth. So, you know, people said, yeah, definitely 100% this works long distance, just like the Trinfinity 8 works long distance. So, you know, it was kind of just with the Trinfinity 8, you know, in the beginning we didn't know the whole parameters of what it could do and affect on the person. And, you know, from our feedback from people, this is how we're judging how effective it is. But, you know, most people are just saying, you know, that they just feel like a new self, you know, and like a weight has been lifted from them or something. And, everything's going through so much change right now. We do need this.
Yeah. And my experience has been that I've had clients that, you know, had severe pain that was extraordinarily mitigated, you know, I mean, and that blew me away, that it could affect something like, you know, with this is right after we got the equipment. One of the guys that, well, I won't mention his name, but he had a really severe, you know, back problem, was almost in, where he could hardly move, and anyway, he couldn't believe it. It was just like after, I think it was three treatments, you know, I had in a sequence, but he almost immediately had results from it. And of course, I'm finding out that's pretty common. And I've, you know, as a naturopath, I've worked with different holistic modalities, you know, for 40 years now, and so this has been. I realize that the whole paradigm is shifting from the chemistry of disease more so to the energies of health, you know, the quantum field understanding. And, of course, the science is there. And the Trinfinity 8, I think what it's done, and, of course, it's back to that, to me, the true test of spirituality is practicality, you know. And let the guru be results, you know, and if it works, you know,
Right. Some of these, especially with the spirituality, you can't do, you know, empirical testing per se, because, you know, it's just very, it's very individualized. And
this is exactly it. And, of course, you never know what the person's soul contract and their karma is, too. And of course, I always make the calls, you know, with pure intention, you know, one as a practitioner, of course, to get out of the way. But, you know, according to the person's soul contract and divine plan, you know, adjudicated according to God's holy will, or, you know,
I said it doesn't erase your karma, you know,
right,
or your experiences
exactly
that you set out for yourself, because then why would you be here, you know, but
exactly.
It can help you move through it and navigate it, you know, much more faster and assimilate it quicker and so forth like that and get it, you know, and that's it. It's all the, you know, awakening, the awareness of what, why everything is occurring, what your role in it is, and what you're learning from it, or people around you are helping you to learn from it. And so, you know, all that's important. That's part of what I call, you know, the Great Awakening. And this is the Great Awakening. It's not like, you know, we're all going to, you know, float up on a cloud and ascend to whatever dimension or whatever. We're getting beyond ourselves and beyond our earthly limitations and earthly thinking that we're limited and that, you know, we're greater than, you know, the sum of our parts. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's this process is going on as an integral function of the instant everywhere interactive internet, you know, it's like the revelations aspect of it. It's like all knowledge is being unveiled, and you know, the wisdom is there's a certain wisdom that's matriculating the matrix as people, you know better, they do better, you know, ideally. And there's a process of, I mean, since the internet came online and then the interactive aspects of, you know, social networks. There's a mass that people are waking up to, you know, not only, you know, how good things can be, you know, but how bad things are, you know.
Yeah, and pay attention. All I kept telling people is pay attention to your dreams. Or if you're getting, you know, inclinations, it's time to move somewhere, or it's time to get rid of, you know, whether it be, you know, a place you live or a business you live or something outmoded, pay attention to it. Don't try and fight it. Try and work with it, because we all know that if it's part of our path and we resist it, it persists and it can get worse.
Yeah,
so,
what you resist,
you know,
persists.
Yes, exactly, you know.
Yeah. Pure
intention. And then it might happen, something may happen in a way you don't want it to happen. So,
yeah.
You know,
it's worth it
to kind of move with it.
I try and, you know, keep it simple with my formula that, you know, pure intention focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in a dimension of full comprehension.
Good Lord.
That's my cosmic rap.
That's like a tongue twister, right?
Yeah. But it's like my, you know, how I wake up each morning, you know, I kind of do my conscious evolution, revolution, revelations rap.
Well, you know, these are exciting times. I mean, they're challenging times, can be very difficult times. But, you know, my friends all say, oh, Kathy, you always have this mantra, and they'll probably put it on your tombstone that says, it could always be worse.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, and it's true. So be thankful for what you've been dealt, because, really, it could always be worse.
Could always be worse. And, you know, of course, I think the conscious evolution, you know, ascension process is to conceive and believe and achieve how it can be better.
Yeah.
You know,
this too shall pass, as they said.
It
doesn't last forever. You know, as I said in my book, Fractals of God, my sister once told me many years ago, she said, you know, when it gets really bad, just batten down the hatches, ride out the storm, because you know the storm will pass, and you'll get beyond it. It's not, you know, it's not the end of the world. And she doesn't remember ever telling me this, but she did, and it has stuck, and it has been one of those guiding things that, you know, it's... don't do anything crazy, you know, while you're in the midst of this storm, because it does pass.
Yeah, so we're at a time where the rate of change is accelerating, and, you know, we could go into the world stage that we're on right now. And I mean, and my general philosophy is this is an amazing time to be alive. I mean, it's just... this evolution, you know, in, I call it, you know, full spectrum enlightenment that's going on, you know, and so many of us are on different bands of the spectrum, you might say, and the idea of full spectrum enlightenment, you know, we, when we're hot, we're hot, when we're not, we're not, you know, quite often, you know, some, you know, we have flashes of the sense of, you know, the, that universal peace and love, and, you know, we have that, you know, that, that sense of it's all in divine order, and, you know, it's just like being in harmony with the universe, and then it's back to slogging through the, you know, the 3D density.
Yeah. You know, it's if you're moving, I think a key indication for people out there to kind of judge how they're doing or so forth, you know, individually, is if you feel yourself moving beyond, you know, fear and being, you know, if you're just general moving beyond fear and you're letting go of a need to control everything in your world around you, or you're feeling this, you know, then you're already moving into a whole different energetic pattern. And that is part of the ascension process. And, you know, I still see, you know, I have friends, they're still in some of their fear things, and, you know, I kind of make a few suggestions, but you can't tell people what to think or what to believe or what to do, because they've got to experience that and come to that, that realization on their own. Otherwise, it's not a true awakening. You know, you can beat them over the head saying, can't you see this or something, but, it, you know, it doesn't work. So
I have different clients, they'll call me with, you know, anxiety disorders, you might say. Mm-hmm. And they're interjecting and projecting. And so it's like being that that philosophic calm, like the center of the hurricane, where, you know, around you is all this swirling, you know, storm. And you know, being centered at the eye of the hurricane, you know, where it's just, it's relatively calm. And maintaining that, you know, in the midst of, you know, of turmoil, and of course, you know, it's like the software, you know, I am, I can, I will, you know, by God's grace, done deal, fantastic, and getting better.
Yeah, you know, I mean, those like Ascension that 11 programs, the I am, it starts each program with an I am, is a very, very powerful, you know, a mantra. And one of the first things that I gravitated to right away on that is, I am eternal peace. I absolutely love that program because I just feel at peace with everything in the world when I run that.
You know, I began running that program just before I called, before
we
got on the line.
What most people think is I am one with divine source, but for me individually, it's I am eternal peace.
Yeah, and that's the one I set up, and I began running remotely here in the room while right before I called you. Believe it or not, I actually did that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just
I get kind of amped up, you know, sometimes. I get all this cardinal fire astrology, psychology thing going, and sometimes I just get consumed in my own fire, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. So that one, I mean, you know, people say, well, is there a method? Do I play, you know, start with one, then do two, then three? And I said, you know, they're not numbered. You just pick and see what you resonate with. You know, let your fingers do the clicking and see what your higher guidance is leading you to, what you need first. There's some of those programs that you might not feel you need at all. And, you know, maybe when you have a chance, see what that feels like for you. And it may say, yeah, I don't really need this one, you know, but I resonate more with these other two. There's no rules on this one. And, you know, they've been mastered music-wise because each of those programs has a different 33-minute mastered piece with the help of Jonathan Goldman and Jason Welch, who did those for us. And
did they do that music in solfeggio tones?
Yeah, they're all solfeggio tones.
Solfeggio tones.
So, yeah. You know, I had them master it in 33-minute pieces so that it would be flawless. And because I was told 33 minutes, but I know that, you know, if a person doesn't have 33 minutes of their time, they, you know, they can stop it, you know, after 10 minutes if that's the case, you know. But 33 minutes gives a person enough time to kind of quiet down a lot of external stuff and just really sort of get into it. Because, you know, some people have a hard time with meditation. And actually, I've heard from meditators saying, wow, this is more powerful than I've been meditating for years, and it's more powerful than that.
Yeah, I do a lot of the Trinfinity 8 programs for 33 minutes.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. I'll have 11 3-minute programs, and it'll run for 33 minutes.
If you want to use Ascension 11, you know, just for meditation, you know, meditation aid, people could do that as well. So it's, I think we have yet to find all of the what it can do and the parameters of it, because it's still relatively new. And I've done a soft release to all of our Trinfinity 8 owners first, and we haven't done a full push to all of the general public yet, which is coming up, because we had so many Trinfinity 8 owners who wanted to include that with what they offered clients, and so we were kind of overwhelmed, deluged, you might say. So we had to take it in stages. You have to take in stages.
I've been doing, the Trinfinity 8 with clients where I actually, rather than charge, $65 for a remote session, I've been doing the sessions for free when they buy, the 2 bottles of Swedish pollen extract. And I'm going to be doing the same with the 33-minute Ascension 11 programs, when I introduce this here over this next month. I wanted to be using it for a while myself, before I introduce it to my clients and put it up on my web page. The Ultramedic Services is one of my services. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, for people that are kind of tuning into this, I'm going to be doing some website articles, on my blog about what's going on with the ascension phenomena worldwide. I mean, there are so many people like David Wilcock is doing a whole seminar series right now on ascension. Of course, he did a book on ascension, and there's quite a few other individuals. It's like the big buzz right now. Something's going on with this mass awakening, and I call it conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. That's going on globally. That this is a very real process. And of course, I really think that the remote Ascension 11 thing, it of course will work the same way as the Trinfinity 8. I have experience with that, and I'm looking forward to that. And I want people to have a testimonial, an understanding of it, and mm-hmm. a little bit of the background story. If they haven't read your book, Kathy, The Fractals of God, that's a good place to begin. But, some people haven't got the patience to read a whole book, and if they just watch that two-hour video that you did, and I'm going to provide the link to that in the show notes, for this podcast.
Well, they can go to Audible Books. It's also on Audible Books.
On Audible Books?
Fractals of God. Yeah, Audible Books.
Oh, cool. So they can look at that at Audible Books, Fractals
at
of
Audible
God.
Audible Books, they can download it and listen to it. Yes, it's, it's books on tape.
Oh, that's a phenomenal story.
Yeah.
Your story of this. And your synopsis, your two-hour synopsis of this in the video you did here in Montana. I mean, I watched that again this last month. You do a synopsis of the story, but you give like the whole history of your background. And of course, when I say that you're kind of the Indiana Jones of women archaeologists, I mean, if they want to really tune into what you're doing and have been doing. Your newsletter, how would they subscribe to that? How do they do that?
Well, they can go to the Trinfinity8.com website, and on one of the upper tabs is a thing called blog.
Uh-huh.
And all they have to do is click on the blog, and they'll see all of my blog articles that I've written, exploring the water tunnels under the Great Pyramid, which, I've done for Ancient Origins Magazine and Nexus Magazine and a number of others. And then, the finding the alien artifacts in Jalisco, Mexico. So all those articles on there. And to the left is one of those free subscribe buttons to the newsletter going out. So, I haven't done as much as I used to do on the blog, but when there's really key pieces, like no one ever had really explored the water tunnels under the Great Pyramids, and to the fact that there's water tunnels under all the Great Pyramids pretty much in the world, and what was that about, and I go into that as well. So, I couldn't go doing, climbing up through cactus and mesquite right now, but that was quite an adventure.
So, that was quite a story. I remember reading about that recently down in Mexico. Oh, my gosh. That was like that was a classic Indiana Jones adventure.
Yeah, and that wasn't the full story either. I don't think I could put the full story on because it got a little dicey in there. And,
a little woo-woo out there.
Yeah, you know.
I could tell it was on the edge, but you know, that's actually the stuff I really love. You know, it's like
maybe I'll save that for my next book.
And some of your experiences with Dr. Stephen Greer, you know, and I mean, there's your stories with your friendship and your working with him and different things you've done with him regarding the whole extraterrestrial phenomena. I mean, this is like the new frontier of archaeology, you might say.
Well, you know, when you get into dimensional stuff, you know, it's a given that after a while that you're going to start exploring, you know, all that other stuff that's out in the dimensions and that some people are aware of or that they've been denying or so forth. It all ties into the whole bigger picture. So, you know.
Yeah.
Got to remain open-minded.
Well, I'm fascinated what you're doing, what you've done, and your story, the orientation from your Fractals of God through your work around the world with lecturing to different groups like autism groups and other professional groups that are practitioners are using the Trinfinity 8 and now what you're doing with this Ascension 11, I think it's really timely right now. I think it's a perfect time. It's like the momentum, it's hit momentum stage. It's like critical mass. I mean, there is this turning point that's going on in global civilization. I think that the timeline, as we've understood it, it's not linear anymore. It's going non-linear, and consciousness can shift the timeline. And there's a collective shift in consciousness that is I really believe is shifting the timeline from a linear to a nonlinear, from, you know, like 3D, 5D, to, you know, to, and this is kind of an abstract concept, but, you know, the more I study this and tune into this quantum field science, which is really the Ascension 11 software is framed around, you know, it's like, this is the fractal order of the holographic universe. You know, I mean, in the beginning, God geometrized, and in the end, we become what we geometrize.
Well, you know, Ascension 11 was—I was told to call it that a long, long, long time ago, many years ago, when it would come into fruition. So it was kind of interesting that buzz became a really big buzzword in the last, you know, 2 years or something as well. So I'm hoping I don't lose you because I think I'm starting to run out of battery here. But are you still there?
Well, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm hearing you fine.
Okay.
I was going to say we'll do a wrap here pretty soon. I just wanted to basically give, you know, people can only probably stand so much of us talking because we both get excited.
I think they got the idea.
Yeah, they're getting the idea. So they, you know, if people are going to tune into your website, they can go to just the Trinfinity, Trinfinity8.com.
Yes, or they can go to the Ascension11.com website as well. And
yeah, that's
talk
a
about,
good. That's
yeah,
a
so there's
really
two
good,
different websites.
Well, yeah.
There is a link to the Ascension 11 website onto the Trinfinity 8 one, but they may not find it right away. So I would check out both so you can kind of understand, you know, both what they have to offer.
Yeah, there's a really good explanation on the websites, and you've got all kinds of videos, testimonials, references. They can you know, delve into it deeper. So I won't keep you any longer. Kathy, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Chris.
It was wonderful to have you again and talk with you again. And
all right, you too. Thank you. And enjoy your Ascension 11, that's for sure, okay?
Oh, I am enjoying it, and hope to get you out here in Montana again. That was a magical, mystical time we had, you know, with your laser pointer and the giant snowflakes coming down in the hot springs at Chico Hot Springs. That was just amazing, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
So thanks,
right,
everyone, for listening.
Thanks, and until next time.
Until next time. Thanks, Kathy. God bless you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity, as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.